Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
To learn a language well, one needs to learn a culture, and movies can help. Let's go in-depth with Oscar Reynaga, lecturer of Spanish at Central College. Oscar, what do you do at Central College?
I teach Spanish in the Department of Language, Literature, and Culture, and I also am the class dean for the class of 2023, so next year's senior class. I function primarily in those two capacities. I usually teach the elementary and upper level Spanish courses. And I've been with this as a class dean. I started with the class of 2019, and I transitioned into the next year's set, so the class of 2023.
And in teaching Spanish, the language, you just don't teach the language, do you?
No, yeah, our primary focus is to really integrate culture. So we're really focused on presenting sort of the wide spectrum of culture from Latin America and Spain and the Spanish-speaking Caribbean. So just multifaceted in that regard. So we're really want to present that right off the bat when they're either at the beginning level and all the way through the senior level classes. So it's really a big part of our program. So we really approach all of the classes with a communicative approach. So right off the bat, we're speaking Spanish during all of our teaching lessons, and really trying to just bring forth just the diversity that exists, so that students have an opportunity just to learn a little bit or as much as possible from Latin America and the wide variety of cultural differences that exist in Spain as well.
Well, if you don't understand the culture, it's tough to study and know the language, correct?
Correct, yes, because there's definitely little nuances that we try to present to just with regards to just language differences, whether it's between English or Spanish, and also within Spanish too. I mean, every country, just regional differences, and also things that are just... it's really at times hard to translate. So I was recently, a couple of summers ago, in Costa Rica, and my family is originally from Mexico, and similarities in the sense of just very warm and welcoming, but also in Costa Rica, everybody is just with this catchphrase, which is pura vida. So everything is pura vida, which literally just translates as pure life, but essentially it's used for hello, goodbye, welcome, how are you doing? So it's just kind of a go-to phrase, and it just really captures the country where people just have such longevity, or just by the coast, it's tropical, so just that happiness and warmth comes through the language.
Well, I lived in New Mexico for many years and worked in Mexico for many years, and I worked with people from all over, and it was hard for me sometimes to understand people from, like Cuba was really hard for me to understand.
Yes, I actually had a chance to study abroad for a summer in Havana, Cuba, for a summer, 5-week summer course. And it was just very interesting because you feel like you've gone back in time, just those old sort of 50s and 60s cars, and just the architecture there that is still very beautiful, but it's just you can see how time has affected, and the embargo at that moment in 1999 when I went. But just culturally, I mean, just to know the differences in terms of how rapidly they speak, a lot of phrases, so what they call the bus there, so the guagua. And just knowing that when I studied abroad in Chile, that's what they use to describe a baby. So it's just these common words that are used, but to describe very different things.
Well, I probably shouldn't waste time with this, but I can't help but say I worked in northern Mexico. And when I would go to Mexico City to speak with friends, they would laugh at me because I had a Chihuahuan accent.
Okay. Yes, I mean, I remember when I studied abroad in Chile for that year, and when I came back, my family never definitely no, I didn't notice it at the time, but I mean, just being in a new environment for so long, you definitely just pick up the intonation, the dialect, just regional words, just your cadence is a bit different from that experience. And when I did my graduate work at the University of Iowa, the Department of Spanish and Portuguese, it was a wide variety of graduate students from Latin America and Spain, particularly from a region in Valencia. So we all sort of borrowed from each other. It sort of just like was an amalgamation of just different dialects and words. So it was definitely very interesting.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Oscar Reynaga, lecturer of Spanish at Central College. And you use film to help teach students the language, correct?
Yes. I mean, ever since as an undergrad at UC Berkeley and at the University of Iowa, I was always drawn to just how, because it was my first opportunity when I got to Iowa to teach Spanish, and I really wanted to use creative and innovative ways to present the cultural piece specifically. And being a little bit isolated in Iowa, where there's not a large abundance of the Latinx community here, I thought film would be an excellent way to sort of present that in class and to gauge students to think very critically and open sort of their hearts and minds to just the different realities, even though a lot of the times it is fiction, but I think it's truth telling. I think the whether it's the directors or the actors or the screen writers, they're trying to present their own truths and realities, their own experiences. And I think film captures that in a very beautiful way.
And you're on the Des Moines Latino Film Festival technical community. What's that mean?
So last year, during the Latino Heritage Festival in Des Moines, I met Luis León, who's the board president of the Latino Center of Iowa, and he also, with his colleagues, got the idea after participating in other film festivals like the Chicago Latino Film Festival. And my conversation with him at that moment, after I shared my experience teaching at Central and my interest in film, he thought it would be a wonderful opportunity to connect and asked me if I would be interested in helping. At that point, I didn't know exactly in what capacity I would be useful, but after contacting him and we communicated for a while, he asked me if I would be interested in serving in the technical committee. And we, for almost all of the spring semester up until the festival started, we were reviewing close to 500 films, both feature films and short films from Latin America, Spain, also Brazil. And it was just such a wonderful experience because it also gave me such a great opportunity just to see films that I had never come in contact with, recent directors, and I hope to incorporate a good portion of those in my own classes.
Well, and like differences in language, then there's probably differences in filmmaking traditions.
Yes, we definitely like the Brazilian filmmakers and the Portuguese, which is different also, Brazilian Portuguese from Portugal Portuguese, and just the realities that exist where it's Brazil is a lot more diverse with regards to Afro-Brazilian culture, their indigenous Native American communities there. So they really present such a different spectrum. There's also some of the films we chose dealt a lot with a sort of a similar genre in the U.S. that deals with sort of the Wild Wild West, but in Latin America, it's something similar. Argentina has something similar with Las Bambas, since they have a big cowboy tradition there as well, as does Brazil. So these sort of Western traditions are also present in a different way in Latin America.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Oscar Reynaga, lecturer of Spanish at Central College. After watching so many films, is there a formula to it that you see to make a really good one?
I think the story, definitely. I think it definitely always starts with the screenplay, and from there, so from that the magic that exists there in the words and those thoughts, that then the actors, then the director can help guide that whole production of it. But I think it definitely starts with the storytelling, and then just the creativity of the actors, the director, how he's guiding the whole production, and you definitely see where sort of the a particular sort of magic that especially recent Latin American cinema, and also from Spain, but definitely recent Latin American filmmakers have just explored something I think is very unique and that has been influencing directors all around the world. If we look at Alfonso Cuarón, who had so much recent success with Roma, and Alejandro Iñárritu and Guillermo del Toro, who directed Pan's Labyrinth, but all three have had such great success in Hollywood because they brought so much of their own creativity and their own personal experiences. Guillermo del Toro, his family is originally from Spain, but during the Franco dictatorship, they exiled to Mexico. So he really has his dual cultural experience from Spain, but also just presents it in a very Mexican perspective. And it's just really creative in the films like The Shape of Water that won the Academy Award for Best Picture a few years ago. There's definitely a perspective there that's very much so Latin American in terms of just like the a magical sort of realism element that he uses along with the other two directors as well.
And that magical realism sort of permeates most of the culture south of the border in ways that we don't see so much up here.
No, definitely, because I mean, I think that in the genre that's been sort of made so popular by in literature, like Gabriel Garcia Marquez and other writers, and just recently, because my colleague Dr. Paulina Mena mentioned, because her young daughter was watching Encanto, and in essence, that movie, that animated film, captures sort of that magical realism element that's present in Cien Años de Soledad, 100 Years of Solitude, about just this magical family, their experience, so from across different generations, and they definitely, you could see it, how they borrowed and explored those things that are presented there, and did, I think, a very, very creative and beautiful piece with that film.
Well, if we're just sort of interested in getting started to take a look at, you know, at this tradition, at this filmmaking tradition, where should we start? What movie would you suggest?
I think, I grew up with my parents watching sort of the golden age of Mexican cinema, which is black and white films. So I think if you start in sort of that golden piece where cinema was sort of at its sort of nascent stage right at the beginning, you can really make connections between that and what is being presented now. But I think that creativity and something that's just so new. You see directors currently now, like the three I just mentioned, that definitely take that heritage that exists there and are bringing it forth. There's also a wonderful director from Guatemala who is really focused on presenting stories that haven't been told before with regards to the indigenous Native American, the original American communities, and what their realities were and are currently. And he presents it in such a beautiful way, and he uses actors that are not classically trained, are really just real life individuals, but he managed to cast them and direct them and present the truth in what they're experiencing and living at this very moment. But I think it's a good starting point, at least for modern directors. I think Iñárritu, Guillermo del Toro, Alfonso Cuarón, any of those three would be sort of a great starting point in terms of just seeing the creativity in Latin American cinema.
I think the most recent movie like that that might fit in this genre is Lin-Manuel Miranda's In the Heights. Does that count?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I think in terms of just within the United States, so the Latinx community, so the wide spectrum of new directors, I mean, he's definitely, I mean, just with all the success he's had with Hamilton and In the Heights, which was previous to that, and the film, and also his contributions to Encanto, he's definitely someone who's really just transforming what is possible for envisioning what the contributions are and have been and continue to be for Latinos in the United States.
Well, this is going to be a tough question to answer, I fear. But what's the future look like for Latin American film, or, you know, and its influences on American film and our future?
I think it's something that is definitely still a big challenge and battle, because, I mean, if we see sort of just what has been, the pace of change has been at the pace of turtle, basically. It hasn't been as forward as we might expect, but there's definitely a big push and a lot more doors opening, especially behind the scenes, because I think where it has to start is with the screenwriters, directors, producers, and just with specifically just the machine of Hollywood being able to take a chance and open their hearts and minds and see that audiences do want to see things that are new, things that are creative, not just a regular sort of robotic sort of mass production of films that are similar to stories, but something that really just shows the reality that's present and the diversity that's present within the United States. And I think television, in a way, is doing that. I think there's a lot of great television shows that have been pushing the envelope in that regard, and I hope it continues to expand into the feature films as well.
Thanks to Oscar Reynaga for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.